Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
This week on The Unafraid Show, I'm ranking the 12 teams that are going to make the college football playoff. And the transfer portal is opening back up, and I know everybody's getting nervous about it, but fear not, a market correction is on the way. And we are going to take a tour of Arizona State's facilities with one of their quarterbacks, Jaden Rashada. Shedeur Sanders found a way to rub some people the wrong way with his comments about Texas 6A football, but was he right? You guys make sure that you guys like, subscribe, get notifications, and most importantly, share The Unafraid Show so we can keep bringing you guys dope content. It's time for the show. Let's go. It's college football spring ball season, and I got good news for you, and I got some bad news for you. I'll give you the bad news first, and we just rip off the Band-Aid. Because anybody that was hoping that 2024 would bring relief from the constant transfer portal drama, it ain't happening. But the good news is that relief is coming. It's not just coming this year, though. Because I've been talking to coaches and players about what's happening this spring. And even I was a little bit shocked by the number of coaches that plan on chasing guys off the roster this spring so that they can go shopping for guys that they've heard are going to become available. And they're only hearing that these players are becoming available because their camps have made it known through back channels. I do think that things will eventually stabilize, but this won't be the year for it. And you're starting to see coaches strategize for the spring portal season based on when their teams start their spring practice sessions. Let's look at the calendar here, because the spring transfer window opens on April 15th, 2024, and it runs through the end of the month. Now, 10 of the outgoing Pac-12 schools all finish their spring practice during the transfer portal window. Cal, Oregon State, and USC all have spring games on April 20th. And the next 10 days after that are going to be long ones for the fan bases for sure. Because most of the teams finish up their spring toward the end, with Oregon, Arizona, Colorado, and UCLA playing their spring games on April 27th. And you might see a lot of change in a hurry at those schools, whether it is players not playing in the spring game, hopping in the portal, or them being connected to players who have already hopped in the portal. And then you have Washington, who finishes up on May 3rd, but they'll be in the market to add more players than they're going to be at risk of losing. Most of that already happened when Kalen DeBoer left for Alabama. If I'm a player in this current landscape of college football, I want to know where I stand on the depth chart before the portal even opens. And Utah's players will have that privilege of the entire process because they finish up their spring season on April 13th. But that also leaves a lot of time for the Utes to have to resist back-channel recruiting, which, if you believe the stories coming out of Salt Lake the last few years about Alabama going after Dalton Kincaid and several schools pursuing Cam Rising, they've actually done a pretty good job of retaining guys. Now, I know you fans don't want to hear about all this stuff. They just want it to go away. And if that means that the players lose some of the rights that they've attained over the last few years, so be it, just stop it. But regression isn't the answer. We're in an era where there's been a lot of change in such a short period of time, and it has people thinking it will always be this way. I promise you, it won't. We're in the growing pains era. College football is transitioning, and what's waiting on the other side of this change is far better for the players and will be a lot more digestible for the fans. Because market correction will come. Players will crave stability, and administrators will have to wake up to the fact that just as many kids are getting chased into the portal by their coaches looking to upgrade their rosters instead of develop kids. And we'll see some rule changes protecting roster spots. That could come from the players having some type of employee designation, or through unionization, or through the NCAA actually taking the time to implement common sense protections instead of always bending to the increasing wealthy coaches and administrative fraternity, or through the NCAA actually taking time to implement common sense protections instead of always bending to the increasingly wealthy coaches and administrative fraternities. We're in the NIL and portal pioneer era, and just like the pioneers of the American West, for every person that braved the elements to stake their claim and strike it rich, you had hundreds fall along the way. We all see the statistics of kids getting stuck in the portal, or players taking a check at another school only to get beat out and not even play. And that's exactly the type of data that sharpens the next generation into making smarter and less risk-oriented decisions. You're already starting to see this at the coaching level. Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell basically told Josh Pate this week that the trappings of the coaching carousel can't live up to the prioritization of being rooted in his values of being present as a family man and knowing that he's surrounded by people that have his back over there at Iowa State. Players are eventually going to see the benefit of representing one school and building a network for them to tap into over the next four decades instead of seeing how much money that they can make in the next 4 months. Kids will be much more strategic and much more savvy than even when I came out, when nobody was really networking as much or paying attention to their brand or how to grow their brand at that point in time. And that's when we will enter the settler era that the pioneers paved the way for, and it is coming, just not this year. Now, let me know in the comments what changes that you'd like to see implemented at the NCAA level to incentivize kids and coaches to honor their commitments, not to the school, but to each other. Like father, like son. Shedeur Sanders has a way of getting people in their feelings, whether it's his NIL deals or his patented the Shedeur watch flex, or the debate on how he keeps his interception number so low. It always seems like it's something when it comes to him. And this time, Shedeur Sanders, the privileged and favorite son of Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, he really stepped in it because he touched the untouchable and he threw 6A Texas high school football, which is a prized possession in the state of Texas, under the bus to paint his private school education as proof that he has had to overcome adversity. Now, take a listen to what he said.
I came from a private school, so at the end of the day, I dealt with a lot of negativity, a lot of hate, a lot of everything I done dealt with already year after year. I came from a small private school. All the other kids was going big, you know, Power Five, and they went to big 6A, Texas 6A schools and stuff. I don't see those same kids around. I don't see them excelling in their programs or whatever they're doing, so I've always been against the odds, like, in different ways.
Now, what you heard in that video probably reveals a lot about you. If you played 6A Texas high school football, that video might make you cringe. If you grew up without the resources to even drive past a private school, that video might make you want to throw your phone in disgust. But me, I'm a retired NFL player with quarterback sons that have attended private schools, and one of them even had the same 3-star rating as Shedeur Sanders. I play a game here with people that I interview on the Unafraid show called Right or Wrong. And I'm here to tell you, and you might not like hearing this, but Shedeur Sanders is Reister in this occasion. Shedeur Sanders' level of competition absolutely factored into his evaluation coming out of high school. And the fact that Ark Manning played low-level competition in Louisiana never kept him from a 5-star rating on Rivals and 247. But the justification for Shedeur Sanders being a 3-star pro-style quarterback absolutely had to do with his level of competition. Do you think that he made that criticism up out of thin air? 247 had him as the 11th best quarterback coming out of Texas in 2021, and 9 of those dudes played above him in the mighty 6'8". Rivals didn't even have Shedeur Sanders as one of the top 100 prospects in the state of Texas, not even the nation in 2021 class. But they did have 12 quarterbacks on that list, not named Shedeur Sanders. No, a private school education is not an adversity in a vacuum. And no, Texas 6A football is not overrated. But Shedeur Sanders wasn't saying either one of those things. He was saying that he's had to face doubts because he didn't come out of that league. And he was absolutely right. And we have the recruiting rankings to prove it. Now, did he take it a little too far when he said that he doesn't see those quarterbacks that were ranked above him excelling in other programs? Maybe, but maybe not.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Take inventory. What are those big-time Texas 6A quarterbacks in the 2021 class up to right now? You have Garrett Nussmeier, who is still waiting his turn at LSU. Maddox Kopp, he transferred from Houston to Miami of Ohio and has yet to throw a college pass. Demetrius Davis, he left Auburn for Alabama State. He has 10 career touchdown passes to 7 interceptions. How about Eli Stowers at Texas A&M? Now, he's a tight end at New Mexico State. How about Kyron Drones, who transferred from Baylor to Virginia Tech last year and had a nice season with 17 touchdown passes? But could you find even a single Colorado fan that would trade Shedeur Sanders for Kyron Drone straight up? Absolutely not. Now, there is a group of 2021 quarterbacks from the mighty Texas 6'8 that are pretty special. You have Preston Stone, who's at SMU, Caden Salter at Liberty, Jalen Milroe at Alabama, and Quinn Ewers at Texas. But are you going to look at me with a straight face and tell me that in 2024, Shedeur Sanders doesn't belong in the same conversation as those boys or even above them? And is Shedeur Sanders really a villain for remembering that just 3 years ago, the professional ranking services told him that he didn't belong in that conversation? No, of course you're going to bring it up. Now, if you want to be mad at Shedeur Sanders, go ahead. Chances are, if this quote pissed you off, you were already upset at something that he did or said in the past. But the truth is, this kid continues to overcome a lot. Whether it's the high expectations that come with what his last name carries, or the low expectations that were set for him based upon his competition at the high school level, or the fact that people will ignore the context of what he says just to stay mad at him, even though he's right. Leave your thoughts in the comments about whether you think he belongs in the same breath as Quinn Ewers and Jalen Milroe. Do you think that those teams would swap for Sanders? And if they did have the chance, why or why not? Remember, this is the Unafraid Show. Don't be afraid of the conversation. And I got a chance to sit down with Arizona State quarterback Jaden Rashada, and he took us on a facility tour of what the Sun Devils got going on. And we're on with Jaden Rashada, quarterback over here at the Arizona State Sun Devils. Jaden, thanks for coming on, man.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So first you come over here to Arizona State. You're a legacy kid. Mm-hmm. Your dad played here. What was your experience with Arizona State when you were growing up?
My experience with ASU, it was really like one of the first colleges I knew. You know, I grew up always seeing that logo around the house, and my dad had his like locker stool we used to always play around on, and you know, just seeing pictures and everything. So it was really like it always stuck with me, and obviously as I got older, started learning about colleges. I mean, every Saturday we were watching, you know, the ASU game, and that's why this place means so much to me.
And over the last, you know, year, 2 years, you've been through a lot of adversity, you know, some stuff that's been out in the media and everything else. How has that, like, shaped you as a person?
I feel to the fire. I feel like that made me more secure as a person when people try to run with your narrative. But, you know, I know who I am, you know, the Lord knows who I am, and That's kind of what helped me and kept my foundation strong. And from there, I just learned from the rest. So like when you go through something like that, you don't take it as a loss. Just more so, what can you learn from that? And I would just say it made me pretty, you know, more stable, put kind of a chip on my shoulder. And you know, I know the things that I'm living for. I know the things I play this game for. And that's what's most important to me.
Yeah, and in the day and age where, you know, people are, you know, out for clicks, they're out for money, they're out for everything. You're still here at Arizona State. Like, how was that off season like? Because I would imagine for kids who are big name, very, very talented, the phone rings when it's not supposed to be ringing and everything else. What makes you love it here and want to stay here?
You know, I don't think a lot of people have the love for this university that I do. You know, one, I grew up, you know, watching these guys. My dad went there. I care a lot. You know, I'm a big family guy. So that always will mean a lot to me. And not just that, but I think it's a pretty healthy culture here and somewhere that has a lot of potential, you know. Love the people in this building, you know. You know, I love the weather. Yeah. I can't be anywhere that's, you know, raining all day or snowing.
So when we talked to Coach Dillingham and Coach Arroyo earlier, they were talking about that there's going to be a competition at the quarterback position, and some people run from that. What's your mentality going into it?
Just I mean, just me versus me, you know, always. I'll say that till the day I die, just because the standard that I hold myself to. And, you know, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to get better every day. And you know, whoever coach feels is the best man for the job will have it. So
here's something that a guy that I played with named Kyle Brady in with the Jaguars. He told me this because I remember when I was in camp rookie year, he would cheer for me and be excited when I did things well. Mm. And I remember pulling him aside. I was like, Kyle, I'm trying to take your job. I don't understand why you're cheering for me. And he laughed at me and he said, George, he said, this is pro football. And now college football with the transfer portal and all this stuff is very similar. I can cheer for you because I like you and I'm excited for you, but you doing well doesn't have any impact on my job. I was like, I don't understand. What do you mean? He said, because if you do poorly, right, and they don't like what I'm doing either, they'll get rid of both of us and go get somebody else. So I know if I just take care of my business, I'll be here and I'll be in the position that I want to be in. I became more secure in me and saying, yeah, all right, let me just take care of my business and not worry about.
Yeah, it's out of your control, you know, and any quarterback in that room can call me at any given moment in the day and I'll be the first ones there for him. I truly mean that, you know, like I don't take none of this stuff personal. At the end of the day, it's a coach's decision. And not only that, you know, you should be trying to be the best version of yourself every day.
We got to get a look around this facility, man. Yeah. Show us around.
Yeah, I got you. Come on. Let's go. It's probably my favorite uniform.
That reminds me of that new, the writing on the Sun Devils. It reminds me of the new Thor movie. The one, Love and Thunder. Just reminds me of that. I'm partial to the color.
That's my game day cleat.
The Ultra Boost?
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing's nice. Oh, y'all got the steam showers. With the little stingy water?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
It's
a cold pool. Yo, this, you can't really fully get it. Like the water moves slow in here because it is nice and frosty.
Get mad.
Yeah, hey, when you get ready to get the cold tub, you gotta. Let's go. How's the food here?
You know, it's great. Food, honestly, the food's pretty good. Here we go. So,
ooh, the territorial cup.
You seen this thing started in 1899.
Yeah.
It goes on. All the yellows are all wins. All the blacks are their wings, you see.
Yeah.
Now we got the last couple years right here.
We're gonna pretend like those didn't happen, though.
Yeah, they're gonna pretend like those didn't happen, but they did. So we'll make sure next year that thing will be yellow right there.
Oh, this is dope. I like when they emphasize the rivalry stuff, when it's like the way, because when you first come in, like you knew because you're a legacy kid, you knew what the territorial cup is, but when I first got to Oregon, I didn't know about Oregon, Washington.
Yeah.
I didn't know how big of a deal it was.
Right.
And I knew Oregon State would be.
What about the Civil War game? Is Oregon, Washington worse than the Civil War?
Yes.
Well, right here, we got our schedule for next year. Things already up. You know, we're in the Big 12 now. Start off week one. We got Wyoming. Mississippi State here at home. We go down to Texas State. All right. And then we got the Big 12 championship. Boom. That's the game plan right there.
Dude, you got all type of.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Snacks and...
Yeah, you come here, you got... You know, it's just snacks you grab before class or, you know, after a workout.
When I was in college, bro, we did have a training table every day, but just being able to grab snacks when you're coming and going between your lifts and everything, just to, because you're putting out so much energy, just being able to eat, bro, like that's...
Yeah. I do think the crazy part is the three TVs in there.
Yeah.
There's a locker room right
Smells there. Like a locker room.
Yeah, that may not be a good thing.
No.
missing the eye, but you know, it's always in our face. Freaking keep my crease down. Yeah. You know, the same old. Got your code right here to open it.
Yeah.
Bay Area, California. Northern. Seeing your face again. And then this is the equipment side. If we need anything, we come over here. Through that window right here. You know, I love these guys. Let me go mess with them real quick. Arthur, I need 5 pairs of cleats, please. See, I was just hyping you up on video, and that's how you do me?
Hey, go clean your locker, man.
I'm done. I'm on it. Yeah. I'm on it.
Can we come in and take a tour?
Sure.
Okay. The equipment room was always one of my favorite places to hang out at.
I love those guys. You know, you gotta be cool with them.
Yeah,
but that's not why. It just ended up, you know.
Yeah.
Love Arthur.
Anyone.
I say probably this one.
That's the Q1.
Or this one.
Yeah, those are dope.
I like the black one.
Was nominated for like Elements of the Year.
Yeah.
I like that one.
This one is either you love it or you hate it. Yeah.
See, he knows every dude. He's an Arizona State. Yeah, he was like, that was against Notre Dame. I'll never forget it.
Oh, this is where the magic happens. My personal favorite part right here. Sweet. Mountain America Stadium just recently changed. You can go this way, these people. But we got to get that statue.
Yeah, we got to get the statue.
Yeah, you see it right here. It's beautiful.
You can smell the grass.
Yeah, it's... Man. Nah, this never gets old, though, right here.
No. This is the end zone where Todd Heap caught the ball on the side of his head. Right there.
When you played against Larry Fitzgerald.
Yes, yes, I did. Yeah, because the Cardinals just player.
One of the best parts
of it is just like being able to see the rock right there.
That's Aiden Allen right there.
Yeah. I would take video of every single, when you come and get off the bus, I would drop my stuff off in the locker room, come straight out, do like a film, because I was like, I don't know how long this is going to last, and you want to have some memories of it. Mm-hmm. So that's just what I used to do, just to have it and just because you don't get it back.
Yeah.
Once it's like, if you don't capture the memory in the moment, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, having a memory like that is dope.
No, no doubt. I love away games, you know?
Yeah.
Just seeing different scenes.
Yeah.
We go right through that tunnel. Ah! Yeah. Fireworks is up, God. Spring right down there.
Man, this is dope. Well, Jay, appreciate you taking us on a tour, man.
Always. Yeah. No doubt. Appreciate everything. Appreciate you guys for having me, too.
Yeah.
It was fun, too. I like the questions and stuff like that. So, yeah.
So this is Arizona State, people. When you get a chance to come check out a game, make sure you do. Get excited for the team. They're doing dope stuff down here. And, enjoy.
Yes, sir.
And up next, we got to talk about the college football playoff. 12-team playoff is here, so we got to rank the top 12 teams that should make the playoff coming into 2024. Now, over the last few weeks, I took you through the Power Four conferences, the SEC, the ACC, Big 12, and Big 10, and put all of the teams in order in terms of who will have the best run over the next 5 years, not over the next year. But that was the long view. Now we got to get into the short-term view. Here are my top 12 teams heading into the football season, plus the group of five teams that should make the playoff. Now, number one, this one was an easy one. The Georgia Bulldogs. The last three Georgia Bulldog high school signing classes have been number 3, number 2, and number 1 ranked in the country. Now, talent is not destiny for everybody. We see people lose with all sorts of high recruiting rankings. But if you can give that level of talent to Kirby Smart, come on now. Plus, you've got Carson Beck at quarterback coming back. He's out there driving a Lamborghini Urus Performante, and that's not the kind of car that somebody will be playing in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Just saying. Number 2, Oregon Ducks. According to 247, the Ducks nabbed 13 players in the top 250 in the country in 2023 and upped that to 15 in the class of 2024. I'm comfortable with both Dylan Gabriel and Dante Moore running Oregon's offense at quarterback, but that's not even their biggest strength. I'm telling you right now, Mateo Uiagalelei is the truth. He might be a better pass rusher than Kayvon Thibodeau, and that's coming out of the building, and that dude was a top 5 pick. Number 3, the Texas Longhorns. Now, last year they were in the college football playoff, and they are stepping into the SEC this year at the perfect time. And talent-wise, they're up there with everybody, maybe except for Georgia. Now, Steve Sarkisian, their head coach, is no stranger to putting a successful offense on the field against SEC defenses. He beat Bama last year. And Quinn Ewers should finally be fully healthy and ready to mount a Heisman finalist run. But it's actually their running back, Jonathan Brooks, and CJ Baxter that will carry this team to a second consecutive college football playoff appearance. Number 4, Ohio State Buckeyes, the best defense in the country. JT Tuimoloau, Denzel Burke, Lantham Ransom, and others all could have left, but they came back. And then you add Caleb Downs to that secondary, and it all comes down to whether Chip Kelly can get Ryan Day over the hump and outscore a rebuilding Michigan team and even the Ducks in Austin. Now, the Buckeyes will be in the playoff regardless because they're going to be in the top 12, but will they be in the top 4? I think so. Number 5, Ole Miss Running Rebels, Land Sharks, whatever the hell that they want to be called right now. Because my boldest prediction is that Ole Miss will make 3 college football playoff appearances in the next 5 years. Now, Lane Kiffin is built for this era. He's got the number 1 portal class in the country heading into 2024. Pete Golding is an excellent defensive coordinator. And Jackson Dart might be a Heisman contender in 2024. Lane Kiffin is 16-6 in the SEC in the last 3 years against everybody not named Nick Saban. And now that Saban has moved on, I feel like there is only one coach standing in Lane Kiffin's way. Kirby Smart. Number 6, the Florida State Seminoles. The ACC might only get one spot this year, and while I can see it going to Miami, I trust Mike Norvell to get Florida State there just a little bit more. Norvell took five players from the portal from Alabama and nabbed eight SEC transfers in total. But his most important addition was at quarterback, because DJ Uiagalelei, brother of Mateo Uiagalelei, who I mentioned earlier at Oregon, DJ came from Oregon State, and he'll try to pick up where Jordan Travis left off. Number seven, the Penn State Nittany Lions. Because James Franklin has stacked three top 15 recruiting classes in a row, and it's now or never for him. And I think that they'll get to the college football playoff even if they don't have a stellar quarterback play. But if Drew Aller actually plays like the giant he is at 6'5", 240, they might actually win the whole damn thing. Number eight, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Riley Leonard has had two different foot surgeries since joining the Fighting Irish, so they can't exactly depend on him to lead them to the promised land. And head coach Marcus Freeman will have this defense playing lights out. But if Riley Leonard can't...
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant. AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie, too, for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Stay healthy. Steve Angeli will need to put this team on his back. He looked good in Notre Dame's bowl win over Oregon State, but is he college football playoff good? We'll find out. Number nine, the Alabama Crimson Tide. Alabama may have lost a lot, but they didn't lose everything. Quarterback Jalen Milroe and their new coach Kalen DeBoer should have a chance to have a fun marriage. And I expect the Crimson Tide to score a lot of points and be better as the season goes on. I'm much more worried about 2025 for them than I am 2024. Number 10, the Utah Utes. Now, the Utes will represent the Big 12 in the college football playoff, and I have no doubt about that. But will they be the only representative from the Big 12? Because Cam Rising and Brant Keithy being healthy is also going to be a problem for defenses. But adding Dorian Singer from USC by the way of Arizona might actually be the missing vertical ingredient that makes this offense impossible to stop. Number 11, Michigan Wolverines. Surprise, people. Their whole team is about to get drafted. Their head coach Jim Harbaugh left, and they have a five-participant quarterback battle to sort out. But I still think that Michigan can do enough in 2024 to eke their way into the college football playoff above my first team out, the LSU Tigers, who really might put a fight to get in. Here is where I'm trusting the Wolverines defense against Big Ten competition a lot more than I'm trusting LSU's ability to improve on their 82nd ranked scoring defense last year. And they got to get a new quarterback. So don't know about that. Number 12. Now, do I believe that this team is the 12th ranked team in the country? No. But the group of five is going to get a team in the playoff, and I am going to go with, at number 12, Liberty. Because when Caden Salter decided to return to Liberty and got out of the transfer portal, they became my group of five pick to secure the final college football playoff spot in 2024. Last year, Salter was the Conference USA MVP. And now that SMU is now a part of the ACC, I don't see any G5 teams out there that are better than the Flames. But they'll have to go undefeated again, because any single loss with a schedule as soft as theirs next year is going to have them on the outside looking in. And those are my 12 teams that are going to make the college football playoff in 2024. If you didn't think I got them right, leave a comment or tell me why I got them all right or who could crash the party here on The Unafraid Show. And that's The Unafraid Show. Make sure that you guys like, subscribe, get notifications, and most importantly, share the show. Sharing is caring, so we can keep making dope content. Peace out. Catch you next week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.